This is the brief on the leaked NVIDIA DLSS 5 build. An accidental software leak has revealed that NVIDIA's upcoming DLSS 5, a highly anticipated tool meant to boost game performance, has instead morphed into a controversial, game-breaking generative AI filter. Should a graphics card simply render a game faster or actually redraw the art on the fly? First, let's look at the absolutely catastrophic hardware impact. You know, instead of speeding things up, these real-time neural vision pipelines are causing up to a massive 50% frame rate drop on flagship RTX 40 and 50 series cards, right alongside a crazy 4.5 gigabyte spike in VRAM saturation. It's kind of like strapping a heavy supercomputer onto a sleek sports car. The sheer computational weight of the AI completely kills the speed it was designed to provide. Second, we've got to talk about the visual distortion. I mean, why is it failing so badly? Well, the generative AI hallucinates completely new pixels instead of just sharpening existing ones, creating these severe, uncanny valley facial distortions. For instance, it literally forced artificial pores onto Jesse Faden in Control and absolutely ruined the retro aesthetic of GTA San Andreas by slapping hyper-realistic textures onto low-poly assets. Finally, this all led to a massive developer revolt. Studio art directors and developer guilds completely revolted against this unauthorized subversion of their artistic intent, successfully forcing NVIDIA to promise mandatory opt-in controls and geometry whitelisting for the final release. Until NVIDIA decouples pure frame acceleration from AI hallucination, DLSS 5 will remain a definitive cautionary tale of automated overreach in gaming.